Well, the Strzelecki Track is an iconic part of outback South Australia, and it's been undergoing a spruce up over the past week. Dedicated volunteers from our emergency services have been out on the track collecting rubbish of all kinds. We have Arthur Tanner, Unit Manager of Lee Creek SES, on the line. Arthur Tanner, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So how many people have been involved with the clean-up?
We had about 23 people join us for the week, members and family friends.
And how hard has it been?
Very hard, dirty. All the muscles you didn't know you had, you refined.
Exactly. So how many kilometres do you reckon you walked?
We would have done about 1,700 because we did the Birdsville as well. And we did a couple of little offshoots off the Strzelecki up to Cameron's Corner. And some we came around near Arkaroola. So it's about 1,700 kilometres.
That's incredible. No wonder you found muscles that you didn't think that you'd have before. Now, how much rubbish did you find?
Well, we sort of filled up about 8 trailers 3 times, which means we filled up our truck 3 times, which those who know these things guesstimate about 60 tons of rubbish.
That's incredible, isn't it?
We thought that. Well done.
What kind of rubbish did you find?
We found tyres and lots of exotic shapes of steel, bent as they're discarded.
How did you get, what did you mean by steel? What sort of things?
There was a lovely truck that rolled over.
Right.
And I forget what they call them, but the metal work was all mangled up, and we came along with our oxy and cut some of that up. We couldn't fit it all on our vehicles, so we decided we'll come back next year. Things like mudguards off trucks, brake lining, all sorts of mechanical things lay on the side of the road. So that's what I mean, all different shapes, all different sizes.
Are you surprised by some of the things that people leave behind?
We are. This is our third year of doing it. And you'd think by now, after 3 years, people would start saying, you've got to take our rubbish, but they don't.
Mm.
So we still find tyres and, as I said, steel and plastics.
How many tyres?
Can't count. Too many.
Really?
Yes, truck tyres, personal tyres, caravan tyres. Sometimes you can hear what people said when the tyres blow, because you look at the state of the tyre, they go $300-$400. You could hear the owner saying.
Why do you think people don't take their tyres when they have a blowout?
Temperament. Temperament, and maybe they just think it's a big, wide, open country. Nobody lives here. Nobody will see it. Some people actually go to great lengths to hide it behind bushes and let out of sight.
Really?
Yes. But we have some eagle eyes in the cars who find these things. We have one lady who was sure can see 7 foot under the sand. So there's a piece of rubber.
And we're speaking with Arthur Tanner, Unit Manager of Lee Creek SES, about cleaning up the Strzelecki track. So does somebody actually pay you to do this, Arthur?
We're heavily sponsored. We don't actually get cash in our pockets. But the Department of TEI gives us money for fuel. NRM gives us money for food. People like Flinders Power provide us with material for safety and infrastructure. Santos allow us to use their tips. So that does the Tarmatina Shire. They allow us to use their facilities. So we're heavily sponsored, but we don't actually get anything in our pockets.
Okay. And where do you put all the rubbish?
So we have 3 drop-off points. One goes to Moomba, one goes around Birdsville, and the final one is here at Lee Creek, where most of us live.
Great. And how often will you be doing this clean-up?
Once a year, because we have to take holidays. Being happy volunteers, so most of us take a week's holiday.
Great. Well, you're doing a fantastic job, and congratulations on cleaning up the beautiful Strzelecki track.
Thank you.
Arthur Tanner, Unit Manager of Lee Creek SES.